Hey, good morning, everybody. Would you stand with us as we open up in worship and praise to our Lord? Lord, come and fill this place today. There is a light that burns in the darkness. There is a hope that washes our fears away. There is a peace that settles around us. It is your love that sets our hearts ablaze. Sit out, there is a light. There is a light that burns in the darkness. There is a hope that washes the fear away. There is a peace that settles around us. It is your love that sets our hearts ablaze. Father, we're all on our knees, with every heartbeat we bring you this offering. Lord, come and fill this place. Father, we're crying out. Spirit, we need you now. Glorious love surrounds us. Lord, come and fill this place. Reigns in victory.
Come and feel. Lord, come and fill this place. Yes, Jesus.
Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. What a beautiful song of worship, and it's good to have you with us this morning. If you have your Bibles, our scripture reading this morning is Psalm 89. We've actually gone about halfway through the psalm. It's quite a long psalm, but it's a psalm of trust in times of trial. And David went through many trials in his kingdom, especially the trial when his son Absalom kind of rebelled against him and created a coup, and a lot of trials there. But this psalm exalts God, who reigns in the midst of our troubles, the midst of David's troubles. God fulfills his promises. He establishes his covenant, especially with David. His throne will endure from generation to generation, and his seed, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will establish that throne forever. So that's what this psalm is dealing with. So if you have your Bibles, why don't you turn? Or you could look in the overhead about halfway through. We're in verse 30. If his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they break my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. But you have cast off and abhorred. You have been furious with your anointed. You have renounced the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought his stronghold to ruin. All who pass by the way plunder him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have also turned back the edge of his sword. You have not sustained him in the battle. You have made his glory cease and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth you have shortened. You have covered him with shame. How long, Lord, will you hide yourself forever? Will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. For what futility have you created all the sons of men? What man can live and not see death? Can he deliver his life from the power of the grave? Lord, where are your former loving kindnesses, which you swore to David in your truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of your servants, how I bear in my bosom the reproach of all the many peoples with which your enemies have reproached, O Lord, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your faithfulness to us. The promises that you bring, that you declare, those truths, Lord, we recognize that they will not fail. Lord, in our time of trouble, in our time of sorrow, and when we can't see even the future ahead, Lord, you're there, you're faithful. Lord, you lead us and you guide us, even though we don't see you. Lord, what a truth that is that you spoke to David. Lord, what that truth that is, where speaking of the Messiah, the seed from generation to generation, we now can look back and see that came to pass. For David, it was 1,000 years in the future. For us, it's 2,000 years of history. Jesus Christ has come. And Lord, we thank you that that kingdom that Jesus said is in your midst now is truly not only in our midst, but you say that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He dwells within. Lord, so we thank you, Lord, for your promises. We thank you for your covenant. We thank you, Lord, that you will lead us and guide us even in times of suffering and times of trial. You will see us through. Your word, your promises will prevail. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. Yourself to me, and that's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips. You father the orphan, your kindness makes us whole. Will you shoulder our weakness? Strength becomes our own. You're making me like you. You're clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For you will have your bride, free of all her guilt, rid of all her shame, known by her true name. And that's why I sing your praise. Ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise is always on our lips, Lord.
You are holy. Church.
How great you are.
great you are. Yes, Lord. We sing of that great love, Lord. As the seasons change, as the days pass us by, as people we love come and go, it's one thing we can count on, you never changing, Lord. Although the old things pass away, your love remains the same, God. Worship you, Lord. We give you all praise. Sing. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you.
Yeah.
sing it out.
Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, we love you.
Yes, we do.
Oh, how we love you. You are the Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore.
Amen. Give him praise, church.
Wow, outstanding time of worship, and it's good to have you with us. I'm sure your wives are down in the gym having a Mexican potluck right now. That's what they're doing. You're looking around probably going, hey, I should be down there. But actually, they're ending off the women's study, so we'll let you know for the gals when the next women's study will be, but they're finishing it off in the gym right now, so they're having a good time there as we're having a good time here. Hey, turn around, say hi to a couple folks before you're seated. Look for somebody you don't know and give them a warm greeting in the Lord. Encourage you, we've got a great cafe, a great staff there, and just a great deck to be able to go and fellowship after the service. So we welcome you to extend that time of fellowship out there on the deck, maybe a meal or a beverage, and enjoy yourself out there. One of the things I wanted to mention before we get into the study, you might want to be turning to Luke chapter 11, but we're having a faithful servants banquet. Those that have been serving in the church, we like to bless them periodically, and so we're having just a wonderful banquet at Philcom Center, and that's just a beautiful place, and it's right here in Waipahu, and we're having Gail Irwin will be our guest speaker, and I don't know of anybody that speaks with more passion and humor and love on servanthood than Gail. He's written a number of books, so he will be with us, and that's going to be on Saturday. So make sure those that got the invitations, make sure you call the office and confirm, because we have set aside a number of reservations, and we want to make sure that you're coming to fulfill all that. And so please do that either today. You could do it today with Kelsey, who was the worship leader, and one of our worship leaders, or you could do it with Mary Ann, and we'll get your name in there and confirm that. Why don't you open in Luke chapter 11? We want to look at verses 45 to 54 this morning, and we're going to talk about lawyers. So if you're a lawyer, don't be offended. I know that lawyers get a lot of bad press. They get put down a lot of lawyer jokes, but this portion of scripture I have titled, Woe to Tricky Lawyers. And actually, since we're talking about lawyer jokes, I've got to tell one, that a teacher, a liberal, and a lawyer, they wound up at the gates of heaven, and they were told that in order to get in, they must answer one question. And the harder the question is, the more trouble that you caused on earth, and the more disagreeable you were on earth. So the teacher got the first question, what was the name of the ship that crashed into the iceberg and they made a movie out of it? Well, she said, oh, well, that was the Titanic. He said, yep, come on in. Well, the liberal, a little harder question that for the liberal, that how many people were on